local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And good afternoon. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Chris and Austin here in the studio with you. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Pretty good. I'm seeing rain today. That was pretty interesting.
Yes, and it's actually a good thing that you mentioned rain because we can get started with the weather here if we need to, but it's just about 4:15, so it is time for a traffic and weather update. But before we dig into that, I do want to say that this update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. What's going on with the weather? You said it was going to be rainy, correct?
Well, that's what I...
Or that it has been, rather. You looking out our window, trying to see what it's looking like on the scene? Yeah.
You pulled the blinds down.
I think one of our previous talents did that earlier today. I don't know. But yeah. I'll tell you that much for sure. It was rainy around here, and it was kind of sprinkling at my house when I left for work.
Right.
But yeah, it's what? I think yesterday we said it was around 40% chance going out.
Yeah, I was driving in 1 o'clock or so today, and Steve Taylor had just finished his newscast. Yes. And he was just saying, we're starting to see a little bit of rain around here. And as he said that, I'm pulling the parking lot, and it came down.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thank you, Steve Taylor.
Before a lot. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve Taylor.
So the weather has been not very ideal. We'll get more with that on Alan Strum. I was about to say in just a moment, but heck, we're talking about weather, so why not dig into it right now? Let's see if I can pull him up. Alan, what is the scene, my man?
Tonight, there's just a small chance through the overnight hours that a shower does move through the area. Otherwise, it'll clear up and low temps will be mainly in the low 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a rain chance that runs at about 30%. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine and clouds and high temps near 90 degrees. A bit of an east wind will start to blow as we head into the weekend, so at times a little breeze, and that will cause higher seas and surf. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. As for the roads here, we did have a caller a little while back talking about how there were heavy backups. This was going to be on Highway 90 over in the Milton area near the Milton-La Hacienda. So there was a lot of backups caused by an accident there. We still do have some heavy congestion over there, but in two spots, it seems. If you are traveling westbound on Highway 90, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we still have some pretty heavy congestion there. And as you continue westbound, passing Dogwood Drive and heading in the direction of Glover Lane, we've got some there as well. So none around. Yes, it is around that La Hacienda. I'm assuming that is runoff from that accident that was reported earlier. Outside of that, it's just a bit more the same. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, that's going to cause you some issues. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Then it's going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Highway 98 and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive.
Interesting afternoon in store for you at 5:35 this afternoon. Jeff Hunt.
Yes.
We'll be talking about the big American Magic win today over the Britannia in Barcelona. 5:35, he'll be in talking about the local scene, what's going on with the team, and really basically where things are and where they stand at this point. So 5:35, Jeff Hunt from the Pensacola Beach Yacht Club.
All right.
Be joining us today.
And also throughout this afternoon, we will have, of course, some drop-ins from Bobby Rossi, last day of the DNC.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a lot going on with that. Speaking of which, tonight we'll see Vice President Kamala Harris officially accept her party's nomination for president today. She became the apparent nominee, of course, after Biden dropped out. She'll speak before the convention during a primetime address, and the speech will wrap up 4 days of Democrats pointing out the differences between Dem and Republicans and laying out their vision for America.
Well, if you're cruising the roadways this afternoon, yes, FDOT has updated me to pass this on to you. Roadway construction projects continuing through Escambia County. Drivers encountering lane closures. This is on the 10 freeway at Highway 29. That's the interchange there. That is in effect today and tomorrow. Inside lane closures on 9 Mile Road between the 10 freeway ramps will also be taking place. So if you're in that area, it's a mess on the 10 freeway, especially in that 29 area. A lot of cones, a lot of lane changes. Be extremely careful.
Oh, for sure. Just about 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. We should have our first update from Bobby Rossi, see what's going on. First sights and sounds from this last day of the DNC. And we'll also touch a little bit on this. Former President Trump in Arizona today at the southern border, and we had a bit of a scare, a bit of a threatening fellow. We'll get more on that. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
From one generation to the next.
Wilson rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! Touchdown, FSU!
Running right, lowers the shoulder. He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU versus Georgia Tech, Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Project Management Institute for their Dolphin Sunset Cruise networking event Saturday afternoon at Frisky Mermaid Boat Tours. See PMIEmeraldCoastFL.org for more. Sign up now for the Northwest Florida Business Roundtable, a must for local business owners and operators. See PensacolaChamberFL.com. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:23 here. Before we get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, we do have an update from Bobby Rossi. He is at the DNC, of course, has been all week, and there's a lot to talk about on this final day, so we will hear a lot from him. Starting with right now, Bobby, what's the scene looking like?
All right, the final day here for the DNC. And we decided to take a little bit of break. We've been working like crazy, been covering late night things. Besides the DNC, we've left and we've gone and covered riots and things like that. So you know what? We took a break. We went to Wrigley Field today and watched the Cubs beat the Tigers 10-2. I saw my first ever grand slam in person from a Major League Baseball game. That was awesome. So I had a Chicago dog, or not a Chicago, I had a Nathan's hot dog in the stadium. And so it's been a blast just kind of taking it easy as we get ready for Kamala to address the nation tonight. And we're also going to see, we're going to check out the protesters. We're getting word that there's a lot more protesters that have showed up today. So we'll be checking that out as well. And I'll let you know what's going on.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see the protesters, you know, especially because they're wanting to show out this final day, you know, one last hoorah.
That's exactly right.
All righty, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, we have some issues on Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And if you're continuing westbound, passing Dogwood Drive and heading towards Glover Lane. Also, very severe backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. And when I say bad, I mean worse than usual. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the usual hitters. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. And Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road.
Okay, tropics are quiet, but the question is today, just for how long? National Hurricane Center of Miami is confirming formation is not expected during the next 7 days. Now, the peak of the season happens September 10th, with the most actively possibilities continuing through October. Hurricane season, of course, ending up on November 30th. So tracking that, I was noticing on the Fox weather, they were showing a front that was moving into the Gulf, but it did not appear to have any development behind it. Hmm. We'll watch that for you.
Yes, and as for how the weather is in Pensacola currently, it's 84 degrees, just a few clouds in the sky. We do have these chances of thunderstorms that have been lingering around all day. They will dissipate as we get into tonight, probably dropping to around 20% with a low of 74. However, Friday, those chances are going to linger for the first half of the day, but they should be gone by Friday night. So hopefully there aren't going to be any local high school football games getting rained out. Friday's high is going to be 90 with a low of 73.
We all knew the air show brings in a lot of bucks to this area.
For sure.
Santa Rosa Island Authority sharing positive economic news this morning. The 2024 Pensacola Beach Air Show generating more than $30 million to the local economy. That show brought in more than 201,000 people to that 3-day event.
My goodness. And the Escambia Sheriff's Office is investigating an ATM heist. It happened about 5 o'clock this morning at the Quick Fill on Blue Angel and Lillian Highway. Officials say three suspects crashed through the store's front doors with a stolen pickup and then ran inside wearing gloves and a mask to steal the ATM. The truck was found shortly after in the 8,000 block of Lillian Highway, and so far no suspects have been ID'd, but the investigation is ongoing, and if you have any information, you can contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or call Crime Stoppers.
And you know what? The folks over at the Escambia Sheriff's Department, those deputies over there, searching for a 37-year-old lady. Her name is Amanda Newberry.
Yes.
A missing endangered adult. Last known whereabouts over on Keena Way. Happened about 9 o'clock on Saturday. The last time Newberry was seen, she was wearing black shorts and a white or gray shirt. Certainly hope she doesn't have those same clothes on today after Saturday.
Yeah.
Always wonder why they put these in the releases that come out of here. Well, she was last. And how long ago was that? Saturday. This is when she had those clothes on.
Well, but I mean, you never know. Because regardless of what condition you find someone in, if they were still wearing that, I mean, because they're missing, so you don't know.
Rightly so. If you have any information on her whereabouts, contact the sheriff's office, 850-436-9620.
And I'm glad you took that story, because I did not know how to pronounce Keena with how it's spelled. So Keena. I know, because obviously when we're talking about missing people, it's very important that you know the location. So that's something I really can't afford to butcher. A 19-year-old motorcyclist was critically injured in a crash yesterday on 9th Avenue. It happened just north of Tippin Avenue. FHP says that an SUV driven by a 32-year-old Pensacola woman didn't see the motorcycle and pulled out in front of it, causing the rider to crash into the right side of the car. The rider was thrown into the road, and the motorcycle ended up crashing into a nearby parked vehicle. vehicle. The motorcyclist was taken to a hospital by ambulance, and there is no word on his current condition.
Have you noticed a lot of motorcycle accidents
There's
recently?
There's been a few these past couple days.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch out for the motorcycles. I mean, you get in that blind spot in your car,
right?
And you lose them. And you not just that, cars as well. Mm-hmm. But you get those blind spots in those mirrors, you got trouble.
Yeah.
Especially, please look out for the motorcyclist.
Yeah, because, I mean, they can be hard to miss. And you know, also you have to consider, that's with all motorcyclists, but you also have to consider the ones that may not be doing things that they're supposed to be doing. You know, some speed, some will kind of split lanes or they'll swerve. And, you know, it may not be right, but you nonetheless have to look out for it because you don't want to take somebody's life or don't want to, at the very least, cause an accident.
You're absolutely right. Pensacola Tide's thinking about maybe taking that boat out this afternoon. Well, here you go, 3:21. That was your high tide just happening just a little over an hour or so ago. Low tide, 8:55. Tonight, 86 along Casino Beach. It's 85 at the Rec Center in Gulf Breeze, 85 at Penn Airfield on the UWF campus. Can you believe it? Next Thursday night?
The Thursday UWF after.
The 5th.
Yeah, September 5th.
Am I going to get this wrong one more time? September 5th. And how many days have you corrected me on this one?
I think that was the third just now.
I'm so excited about UWF football.
Yeah.
I keep saying, oh, come on. I even walked in here today and said, hey, well, football tonight. No, not unless it's September 5th. McKendry, coming in, 6 o'clock.
Right.
The 5th of September. Don't go up there today. It's not being played today.
And we should be on the 5th, just for what it's worth. And we'll, of course, give further promotions and references to this as we get closer to the date. But we should be airing that at around 6 o'clock on News Radio 92.3. So be on the listen out for that. Because I know on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, on Thursdays, we're going to have the primetime NFL games. So keep that stuff in mind.
How do you keep this stuff straight?
I know,
Do you have a scorecard over there?
Yeah, we're juggling stations over here because we've just got that much information for you.
Oh, gotta love it.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The Democratic National Convention set to wrap up tonight as Vice President Kamala Harris prepares to formally accept her party's nomination for president. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the four-day event in Chicago.
There are a lot of reports that tonight the vice president is going to use her time in the spotlight to tell her life story, much like her much lesser-known vice presidential nominee.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz spoke last night as he accepted the VP nomination. The Supreme Court has intervened in a voter registration dispute in Arizona.
Justices have overturned a lower court stay that had been blocking the state from requiring documented proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote in Arizona. A federal judge had issued that stay in a lawsuit filed by the Biden administration and some advocacy groups.
Fox's Jack Callahan in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, the Dow falling 177 points, the S&P 500 slid by 50, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell nearly 300 points. Walt Disney says they're picking Morgan Stanley vet James Gorman to head the succession planning committee that seeks a suitable replacement for Bob Iger. The chief executive will step down as the media and amusement park giant's chief executive in 2026. According to a May study by WorkProud that surveyed 1,000 full-time employees, only 23% of workers aged 42 and under expressed strong interest in staying with their companies for the long term. For workers aged 30 and under, that figure drops to 18%. The body of 59-year-old British tech entrepreneur Mike Lynch has been recovered from the wreckage of a yacht that sank off the coast of Sicily. U.S. oil futures for October under 73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. In the new 12-team college football playoff format, the four highest-ranked conference champions will receive a bye. Like most, I have Georgia and Ohio State winning the SEC and Big Ten, respectively. Then I'll take Chris Klieman to secure his second Big 12 championship in 3 years. And for the fourth bye spot, I'll rock and roll with Brent Pry's Virginia Tech squad to upset Florida State to secure the Hokies their first ACC championship since 2010. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my superhydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Superhydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Ugh, I've been feeling so sluggish and just kind of blah.
Been there. That's why I take Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites.
But I suppose they taste blah?
Actually, they taste delicious. It's an apple blueberry-flavored center covered in a yogurt coating and is infused with probiotics to help support a healthy gut. They come 5 in a pouch. I just toss one in my bag and go.
Toss one in my bag?
Get your own.
New Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites from the makers of the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Find them in the digestive care aisle.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Thought there would have been more to that than just the basic little strumming and drum beat. But whatever. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, just past 4:35 here.
It was very entertaining, I must
yes,
add.
Yeah. Really you, was. Chris was just jamming out in here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates are available. You can find out more about all that at whitesandselectric.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, there are just a few spots giving us a lot of trouble right now. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, very heavily backed up at this time. We also now have confirmation of an accident on Mobile Highway. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive. Very heavy congestion in that vicinity as well. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and heading in the direction of Highway 87. And Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum on standby. Alan, what's the scene, my man?
Overnight, skies should be clearing up and low temps will mainly be down in the low 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll have some sunshine and a high of about 90 each day. There's also a chance for rain each day at about 30% Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we've got an east wind that's going to start to pick up. So at times you may notice a little bit of a breeze. And if you are headed out on the boat or headed to the beach, we are expecting higher seas and higher surf. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay, 438, News Radio 923, Chris Bryan and Austin Price in on this Thursday afternoon. Hey, thanks a lot for having us on today. Going to be a very interesting night tonight. Of course, Kamala Harris doing her acceptance speech. Are they going to hold this thing to the late hours like the rest of them have been?
Kamala's probably not. If I had to guess, they would probably have her going sooner because you want people to listen. That's supposed to be that's why we're all here. Yeah. Kamala's the headliner. She's the she's your presidential pick.
Big controversy though about stacking some of the older regime earlier in the evenings, and then like, and I'll give you an example. Former President Bill Clinton was early last night.
Right.
On the stage, you know, and they seem to be moving the older folks up front to the back. You think that's because the older folks go to bed earlier?
That could, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm being serious when I say that. But here's the unique thing about tonight. Kamala Harris doing her thing, right?
Right.
Donald Trump is doing his thing. You heard what he's up to in this one.
Yeah.
He's going to hold a live play-by-play kind of an observation of Harris's speech on his Truth Social site this evening. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I think he's done this before. Hmm. I mean, I don't mean this in jest. I mean, he has kind of followed somebody that was on stage or whatever and given a blow-by-blow account of what he thought was going on.
Right.
Big interesting things going on with that one. A lot of folks in Kansas City, boy, they're peeved. I mean, absolutely peeved. And they do not like those three letters, DNC.
No, they don't.
What am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about here. It's absolutely crazy. Kansas City fans, not happy. They're only able to see one of their team's preseason games. Tonight, get this one here. The Chicago Bears-Kansas City game, which is airing not on Prime, but on the NFL Network.
Correct.
By the way, both of these networks are pay-per-view type things. Right. You got to pay to get them. But Chicago will not be on TV in Kansas City due to the DNC.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not happy campers about that one.
But the thing is, like, Kansas City, I mean, I'm assuming it would be 99% Chiefs fans. There may be that occasional unlucky Bears fan that's in Kansas City. But, dude, if you're a Kansas City fan and you're upset about this, come on. I believe they're 0-2 on this preseason stretch. It doesn't matter. Like, in Chiefs fans, Chris, I told you during break, Chiefs fans, above all else, should know that. I mean, they're winning Super Bowls out here. They're going to be a contender, obviously, entering this regular season. Why are you hung up on a preseason when you're already winless? And you're playing one of the best teams of the preseason, the Chicago Bears, who are 3-0. So that's ridiculous.
So why is the NFL network not allowed to carry the game?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not sure.
Blackout restrictions.
Yeah,
they've got those in place.
I don't understand why. I mean, because it's one thing if the Chiefs game and the DNC clashed as far as like their provider, but the NFL Network, why would they black out a Kansas City Chiefs game that's taking place in Kansas City? Why would they black it out in the city of Kansas City?
I want to know why. I want to know why they don't offer these games. Okay, you got your pay per view there, but why don't they offer something on an over the air type station?
Right. Or if they could be talking about local programming here. It's on one of the local networks that they're airing the DNC on. I don't know.
And that's another thing. It usually airs, there's a station there, KMCI, okay, in Kansas City. They're bumping the game from that station and they're moving it over to KSHB. Now, this means absolutely nothing to Pensacola listeners here, but that's the situation and that's what I brought it up. The DNC is conflicting with the NFL. Who will win that one? NFL.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Maybe people have had enough of this stuff.
Well, and the thing Chicago. You just have to remember, like, the DNC, first of all, it really sucks that this is a sports situation we're talking about, because a lot of people look at sports as an escape from politics. So when the sports is being blocked out by the politics or replaced by the politics or sitting behind the politics in any way, that really upsets a lot of us in the sports fandom. So, yeah, I mean, I could see that being upsetting for people for sure.
Yeah, Amazon Prime, if you're interested here, Colts Bengals.
Yeah, that game's on Prime.
Yeah, we'll get a look at Jobo.
Yeah.
Joe Burrows.
from Jobo,
LSU.
Right.
So I call him Jobo. He's from the LSU side of the equation. So that game kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight. And then if you have the NFL Network, Bears Chiefs, 7:20 kickoff.
Yes. And we also have in the MLB, the Phillies at Braves. That's going to be at 6:08 tonight on Fox. Of course, Phillies, one of the biggest names in the league right now. And the Braves, one of the biggest teams in this area. So, you know, it seemed like a recipe made for success. All righty. It's just about 4:44 here. Before we get a check of the roads and weather, we do have Bobby Rossi giving us another drop in, letting us know what's going on.
You notice there's a lot of people. Look at the arena up there. On monitor three.
Right.
Look how many people are already at the United Center.
Yeah.
It's packed.
Oh, no, for sure. And that's the thing. And it's good that you mentioned that because maybe, I don't know. I haven't listened to it. I always let Bobby surprise me just like he surprises everybody else. Right. So I want to see if Bobby mentions the large crowd. Bobby, what's going on?
Of course, tonight is the big night for Kamala Harris as she has an opportunity to address the nation for the first time as the presidential candidate. And I think, you know, throughout this whole thing, all we've been getting is kind of the cheerleading. That's what the RNC was. It's a pep rally for Donald Trump. The DNC is supposed to be a pep rally for Kamala Harris. It's been a little bit more of a anti-Trump pep rally with that's why we got to vote for Kamala, but not really any kind of policy issues. There's nothing about her policy on her website right now, so I think a lot of people are looking forward to hearing what her actual policy plans are. However, aides with Kamala Harris are now saying that that it's not going to be a policy speech at all. She may give some broad sense and broad general terms of what she plans to do for the country, but not actual specific policies just yet. And so we'll see how it goes tonight, but I know a lot of people, both the Democrats and Republicans, looking forward to hearing from her and seeing what she has to offer tonight.
Okay.
I love this, and I'll jump in here real quick if you don't mind.
No problem.
The Trump team campaign, the folks on the staff over there, they're comparing the Kamala Harris crickets, not speaking to the media.
Right.
What is it? Almost day 30 now or something like that. He's getting close to that. He's now kind of using the example of the Seinfeld show. What is the Seinfeld show about? Absolutely nothing. Well, that's what they're saying about the Kamala Harris. She talks about the policies. The reason she's not commenting on that, because they don't know them yet.
Right.
They don't have them in place.
Well, and that's a big problem, because it's a matter of...
I love it.
Well, that's the thing we were talking about earlier this week. Okay, well, how much good and how much bad is this doing for Kamala? And the takeaway, it seemed, with a lot of people was it's not doing much good for her. And yeah, we've been waiting all week to hear you speak, and now we're just going to get broad, generic political buzzwords. That's essentially what they've said we're going to get.
It's a press rally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a press conference, and it's more than that. It's a big cheerleading session,
right?
And that's what it's been the whole doggone week.
Yeah.
But somewhere along, and they're even saying she's not going to meet the press before the election at all.
Wow.
How can you do that?
No, well,
the
and that's
country
the thing. You
needs
can't
to know
to
what you're
you.
Talking about, what you stand for, and what your whole position is for your administration.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's overused, but the whole thing about, you know, oh, Trump's a meanie, so vote for me. It's like that's clearly not going to work. It's going to take a bit more than that on your end. That's why Trump was moving up into some of those polls that we saw earlier this week.
Did you see, we were following and we're still continuing to follow this thing about that incident out in Arizona.
Yes.
A knucklehead tried. They stopped it. It wouldn't even get close to the fact of shooting or anything like that. But there was some knucklehead wanting to shoot, threatening to shoot former President Trump. And get this. I would be very concerned if I were him, and especially with his campaign people. Get this. I'm quoting here from Fox. Trump appears unaware of active security threat during the border visit. As a matter of fact, a border guard told him about it.
Yeah.
Trump says to him, "Thank you for telling me." didn't have a clue with what was going on. That's not right.
No, if that's true, that is very, very sloppy work there. And that's the last type of work you want to see protecting Trump after the assassination attempt and the concerns surrounding that.
Well, I thought the security folks for Trump learned a lesson in Pennsylvania recently.
Right.
I guess not,
yeah. Okay, just 4:48 here, a few minutes late to the traffic and
weather.
Where did
Social Security come from?
We'll take another quick check of the roads and weather for you here before we go to break. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community. You can find them on Mobile Highway in Pensacola or Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do still have some backups on Highway 90. That's Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Those two areas are the worst looking for us right now. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. As for the weather, we've had Alan Strum on deck for a little while now. He's been giving us our updates this hour. Alan, what is the scene?
Overnight skies should be clearing up and low temps will mainly be down in the low 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll have some sunshine and a high of about 90 each day. There's also a chance for rain each day at about 30% Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we've got an east wind that's going to start to pick up. So at times you may notice a little bit of a breeze. And if you are headed out on the boat or headed to the beach, we are expecting higher seas and higher surf. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 4:49 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll give you a rundown of some of the stuff going on with the DNC. We'll dig into that a bit more. And we may even tackle, we got something here about the U.S. and Canadian labor chiefs concerned about a railroad shutdown north of the border that could impact both countries' economies. We'll tackle that as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed, at least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Color right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:52 here. Hinted at this when we went to break. The U.S. and Canadian labor chiefs are concerned about a railroad shutdown north of the border that could impact both countries' economies. Canadian Minister of Labor Steve McKinnon said in a social media post that he spoke with U.S. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue about the matter. Railway companies Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City locked out about 10,000 Teamsters employees after a breakdown in labor contract negotiations, and that stoppage has U.S. rail companies worried about its economic impact.
Okay, unemployment rate here in Escambia County up 3.9%. This is compared to the June numbers. That number, 3.9, is the July numbers, almost 6,000 people out of work. 1 year ago, Escambia County unemployment rate was around 3.5%, and that translates to about 5,000 people. The Pensacola metro area private sector employment increased by 1.7%. That's 3,000 jobs. The industry sector gaining the most jobs over the year was education and health services, increasing by about 1,100 jobs.
And Wall Street is closing with stocks lower. This comes as investors prepare for comments tomorrow in Wyoming from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Traders are hoping to get more of an insight into what the central bank's next move will be in September. And at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 177 points to 4712. The S&P 500 dropped 50 points to 5570. And the NASDAQ lost 299 points to 17619.
453, this is News Radio 92.3. This is a great story here. New Catholic family is heading. When I say family, I talk to this as being a Catholic parishioner myself.
Right.
We call our different churches and all family. You know, so rightly so. A new Catholic facility, or family as we call it, heading to Cantonment. The Catholic Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee, proposing to construct the St. Jude Catholic Church Family Life Center. This is over on Highway 29 at Cedar Tree Lane. That plan is still pending before the Escambia County Development Review Committee gives it the final nod to go ahead.
All righty. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get that one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the maps here, it's just a bit more of what we've already been touching on. So Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach has been miserable so far this hour. Same with Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Though that congestion does appear to be easing up just a tad. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, along with some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. As for the weather, we do have Allen Strum that's been giving us some updates. Alan, what is going on, my man?
Overnight skies should be clearing up and low temps will mainly be down in the low 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll have some sunshine and a high of about 90 each day. There's also a chance for rain each day at about 30% Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we've got an east wind that's going to start to pick up. So at times you may notice a little bit of a breeze. And if you are headed out on the boat or headed to the beach, we are expecting higher seas and higher surf. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
You know, interesting thing kind of rolling out here. I wanted to pass this on. Busy weekend on the way.
Yes.
You probably say, oh, what kind of sport are you? No, it's not that. The Florida Disaster Preparedness Tax Holiday getting underway. It starts on Saturday, continues to the 6th, also beginning on Sunday through the 7th. It's the Tool Time Tax Holiday. Residents can get pretty darn good deals on those items tax-free, of course.
Is that Sunday, September 1st?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a week from Sunday. Just wanted to make that clear.
See, you got me all thrown off on the September thing.
Yeah, ever since we talked about the UWF kickoff, we have not known what to do here. I mentioned UWF. I meant to mention this earlier, so this will be a segue for sports. Sure. The BMW Championship is underway in Colorado. This is going to be the second event for the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs, and it's taking place at the Castle Pines Golf Club in Castle Rock, south of Denver. It features the top remaining 50 golfers after the number was cut down from 70 to last weekend's St. Jude Championship. At the end of the BMW this weekend, the number will be trimmed to 30 golfers for the Tour Championship next week. Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, and Hideki Matsuyama fill out the current top three in the FedEx Cup standings.
I will tell you this. Election polling, those issues, still a major problem. If you think they've gotten better, you might want to take another look at it. Get this, in Ohio today, this morning, they've already unraveled 138 non-U.S. citizens who have already voted in the election.
Wow, really?
Non-U.S. citizens we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, wow.
Ohio's not doing a very good job of monitoring this thing here.
It doesn't sound like it.
138 folks, their votes are in.
Right. They've been cast.
Jose from Chacamala has voted for somebody.
Yes, I suppose so. Vice President...
I made that name up, by the way.
I believe you. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is streaming her Democratic National Convention speech on Twitch. Woo! Her campaign spokesperson called it one of the biggest moments of the entire campaign thus far, making it important for it to be widely available to stream live. Harris will deliver the final remarks at this year's DNC in Chicago, and her campaign's new Twitch channel also comes following her joining TikTok, which is, you know, you really do notice with Twitch and TikTok. First of all, do you enjoy Twitch, Chris?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a very popular streaming platform. Some of the biggest gamers and stuff are on this platform. And then, of course, TikTok.
My kids are.
Yeah, and then, of course, TikTok, all the youngins use that. So she's really trying to resonate with the Gen Z presence. And it says, key demographic in this year's presidential election. Absolutely it is. I mean, heck, I'm Gen Z. So, you know, they're looking to my folk.
Very interesting. Our coming up here in about 35 minutes from right now, Jeff Hunt, owner of the Headhunters Hair Salon. You might know him down there downtown on Balin Street. Jeff is also a member of the Pensacola Beach Yachting Club, a big boat owner, big yacht racer. He does all these races, him and his wife, Ellen. Going to join us today at 5:35. He's got a lot to talk about when it comes to American Magic. By the way, they had a nice win today over Britannia. A 22nd win in racing, yacht racing. That's a long time.
Right, yeah, that's a convincing win. Well.
So they'll be talking about the new boats, the AC-75s, in terms of what it means. It's their new boat. At their race. A lot of teams are racing that type of craft. But anyway, Jeff Hunt in today. So 5:35, we'll talk about American Magic in Pensacola.
And also, yes, very loaded 5 o'clock hour because Chris bringing that up reminds me. Just after the WEAR top of hour news, we're going to have Bobby Rossi join us through phone, and we'll get some of his live input on what's going on at the DNC. We've had a couple of audio clips so far, but we'll be able to hear him in the flesh in the moment. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. WEAR top of hour news, once again, coming up, and after that, we'll have another rundown of everything happening in your world today.